Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I have a Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You got articles you can read. You've got videos you can watch. You got podcasts of me interviewing really smart people who are members of our Brain Trust. We update that every single day, so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question, too, by the way. I reported on that last segment. In fact, this segment, I've got another update on a poll question that we took recently that I'm going to be talking about. So take that poll question, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon, and you'll find out all the things we've got going on in advance of everybody else. And that's free too, by the way. You know, folks, I've commented on the show before, and as we all know, the U.S. economy has a number of tangible headwinds. I mean, here we are, 3 years. This month is 3 years since the recession ended. We've been trying to get a recovery going, some kind of an expansion going, for 3 years, and really haven't accomplished very much, if you think about it. And there are a number of reasons. We've had some really entrenched financial challenges. We've had the housing depression that we've been going through. Unemployment is near record, if not record, certainly since the Great Depression. Very complicated, stubborn, multifaceted unemployment situation we've got. The young people are having a harder time finding jobs than anybody, especially right out of college. We've got college debt situation. Europe now isn't working too well. A lot of challenges over there. So there are a lot of reasons why the economy is not going so well. But the macro economy is not just structural; it's also emotional. Because if you and I as consumers and as business managers, if we feel good about things, we go into the marketplace and we spend money, don't we? That's what we do. It's what consumers do. If we're happy about how things are going, and we feel like, you know, we got a little bit of prosperity maybe, and a little bit optimistic about things, we go spend money. Sometimes, and this is kind of what got us into part of our problems, sometimes we even spend money we don't have, right? There's the credit situation, right? Conversely, if we're feeling unsettled about our reality or about our future, we stay home most of the time, right? And we stop spending money. The reason the U.S. economy is so stubbornly stuck in the doldrums, 3 years, almost 4 years since the financial meltdown, and 3 years since the recession ended, is because we have both problems in with our economy. We have a lot of structural issues, but we also have the emotional one that I just talked about. We wanted to know how you felt about that. We want to know what you thought in addition to all those things, what kind of an impact the presidential election would have on consumers and managers in their spending activity. So recently we asked you in our online poll, we asked this question: how much do you think the economy is being affected by businesses and consumers waiting to see who the next president is? In other words, beyond all the other issues that we have, is there some element of anticipation, of anxiety about the election? And here's what we learned. 2%, just 2%, thinks that the upcoming election that is impacting economic activity while one-fourth says it's being somewhat impacted by the presidential unknown. But the big number, 74%, said that it's being affected a lot by the outcome of what happens on November 6th. That you and I, 74% of you, believe that consumers and business managers that their spending activity is being affected by the outcome of what happens on November 6th. Now, I agree with the majority. I suspect that consumers are apprehensive about the election, but I also know, I just suspect consumers are. I know business managers are being affected by in anticipation, maybe some anxiety about the upcoming election. On the morning of November 6th, my friends, Obamacare won't matter. Attorney General Holder and all that whole thing won't matter. Immigration won't matter. And for an increasing number of Americans, how they like President Obama won't matter. What will matter when we go into the booth to cast our vote will be how we feel, that emotional thing. How do we feel about or are concerned about our level of concern for our personal economic conditions? And based on the polls, you got to believe that this is worrying the Obama administration. So a lot of people are predicting that the election is going to be very close between Romney and Obama. If the economy keeps going like it's going right now, I don't think it will be close. And remember this, folks, people lie to pollsters all the time. They do not lie with their checkbooks. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.